and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you here live to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show alongside Braden Folk. I'm Dawson Perrell. We hope you're all having a wonderful Monday evening. We got a great show planned for you folks here this evening. We'll be meeting with various coaches, of course, including Coach Buck and Coach Rogers, as well as special guests. But starting off here, Braden and I will break down the past week for both boys and girls basketball. Fill in all you listeners what exactly happened. Starting off here with the girls' side of things, their season unfortunately came to an end this past week. They had sectionals. They won their first sectional matchup against Muncie Central, a dominating win. Final score of that one, 56-20. So they took out the Bearcats in the first round, but then they saw a much tougher New Pal Lady Dragons team last Friday in the second round, the semifinal round, and they lost to them in a very tight battle, final score 46-44. And in that one, the Arabians just really struggling to find much of any offense. They struggled to get the ball down low into Ada Hupfer. We saw a lot of turnovers from bad passes and intercepted passes, and on top of that, Arabians really struggled from outside. They shot 3-for-25 from the three-point range. So, you know, it was a tough night for the Arabians, of course, a very bitter end of the season. But you look back on the season as a whole, you went 15-10, 6-1 in the conference, second in the Hoosier Heritage, just behind the New Pal Dragons. You were 7-4 at home, 6-5 on the road, and you had some great wins. You look back towards some of the highlights of the year. You beat Mount Vernon on the 2nd of December, 44-39, took down your rivals, and of course Mount Vernon, the team that eliminated them last year from playoff contention. So there was some great moments for this Lady Arabians team, but it's tough to see their year in. But again, definitely a great year and a great future for the Lady Arabians. They have three players leaving, that being Skylar Baldwin, Chloe Jones, and then a junior as well who's graduating early. So despite those three players played their last game as Lady Arabians, they still got lots of players coming back. Of course, Ada Hupfer, she was only a freshman this year, had a phenomenal year, averaged a double-double, and then Casey Warfel led the team with 25 points a night. She'll be coming back for her senior year, so a lot to look forward to despite the bitter end.
Yeah, Dawson, I agree. Bright future ahead for the Lady Arabians, but sad way to go off for the end of the season.
Yeah, and you look a bit closer here at that New Pal game last Friday, the semifinal round for the sectional. Leading scorer for the Arabians, it was Casey Warfel. She had 25 points. She shot 10-for-23 from the field. That's a 43% field goal percentage. So decent shooting from Casey Warfel as well. She put on a great performance on her part. Really tough thing for her, though, was she fouled out there. I think it was about 3-4 minutes left in the fourth. She fouled out of the game, and that was really obviously a stinger for the Arabians in a tight game like this, in a physical game like this, where Casey Warfel was, I mean, she had over half of the Arabians' points. So if she goes out with 3 minutes left, you're going to struggle to get points on the board. Other players did come up there and really kind of push in. Players you don't necessarily usually see. I mean, Mamie Trout, she got an and one that tied up the ball game. She had a chance to take the lead, fortunately missed the free throw. You saw freshman Aubrey Warfel. She had a very, very clutch layup down the stretch that kind of kept the Arabians in there. But the New Pal team is a great one. Allie Blum, she had another great night. She had 24 points. She was the leading scorer the first time these two teams played at New Pal. Braden, you and I did that game, and that was similar to this one, a very physical, very close battle down to the stretch. And I think heading into that one, the sectional game, most of us guaranteed that it was going to be like this. It was going to be physical. It was going to be down the stretch, and on top, it was emotional. And the game definitely hit all three of those check boxes. And New Pal, something to mention here, only played six players. Definitely kind of stuck to their starters, and they were definitely gassed. I pointed out at the broadcast toward the stretch, you can notice it as a spectator that they were getting pretty tired, but they pushed through and took down a very tough Lady Arabians team. By the way, New Pal went on to play Mount Vernon in the sectional championship the night after, Saturday night, and they lost to him. Mount Vernon won the sectional 48-39, and I think New Pal was definitely favored to win that matchup. A lot of people were saying whoever wins this New Pal versus Pendleton Heights game would go on to win the sectional, but Mount Vernon was having none of that. It was another physical game, as I was just mentioning, 48-39. New Pal put up even less points than they did against Pendleton Heights, and Yeah, Mount Vernon coming away with a sectional championship. So overall, as I was mentioning, great season for the Lady Arabians, but a tough way to see it end. Swishing things here. Now looking at the boys' side of things for Pendleton Heights. They're coming off of only one game this past week. It was over at Yorktown. They took down the Yorktown Tigers in a Hoosier Heritage matchup with a final score of 64-57. Yorktown, very tough team. You know, they'll come out there and they'll surprise you. You know, they're a small school, but they're hard-nosed. It was a decently high-scoring game, but the Arabians coming off back-to-back, really tough losses, of course, 2 games ago with Greenfield Central. I'm sure you all have heard about that. 74-72, that buzzer beater, double overtime by Brother Mullins. That one really stung. And you follow that up, go to Hamilton Southeastern, and you had a grip on the Royals for quite a while, but Hamilton Southeastern kind of ran away with that one down in the fourth and even some of the third quarter. So that was really two stinger, really heartbreaking losses for the Arabians, and then they kind of turned things around, got back on the winning side of the ball, and took down the Tigers. So a great win for the Arabians that I think could definitely be a moment in the season where you look back and say they really got things turned around with that Yorktown win. They got Muncie Central as well as Mississinewa this week. Muncie Central will be on Tuesday. Mississinewa will be on Saturday. But, you know, the Arabians, only 4 games left before sectionals for them. That comes in early March. So they're getting to the point of the season where, you know, if you want to make a late playoff push, you gotta start playing your best ball.
Yeah, Dawson, I agree. They just hit, like, in my opinion, the harder part of their schedule, and they're sitting at a pretty decent record just below 500. They got 4 games left. Looks like a pretty easy matchup. I don't want to say against Muncie Central, but Muncie Central is not playing too great the rest of the season that I've seen so far, and
Yeah, as you're just mentioning, just sitting below 500 at 9-10. They're 3-3 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. The conference that's put them in at fourth. They're 4-4 at home, 4-6 on the road, and of course with that Yorktown win, they're riding a 1-game winning streak. Now Muncie Central, they're 6-11, but you look back to last year, the Arabians were here against the Bearcats, and they were kind of dominating them all up until that fourth quarter, and then the Bearcats kind of just got going on a run, and they kind of ran away with it. I think at halftime, Pendleton Heights was leading by 20, and then that game went to overtime, and Muncie Central came away with a win on a buzzer-beater shot, of course. That kind of similar to what happened against Greenfield Central. But so Muncie Central, you know, although their record doesn't say they're the best team, I think that they could definitely go out there on their home floor over in the Muncie Field House, obviously a very big environment. A big arena to play in, and I think they could definitely surprise the Arabians by putting on quite a show. I think that'll be a good matchup. But same with Mississinewa, kind of a similar story. They're not having the best season. They're 11-5, yes, but you look at their competition, so I guess I'll take that back. They are having a very good season, but they haven't faced necessarily the greatest of competition, but they're going to be tough. I'm sure that's not going to be a necessarily easy win, but hopefully the Arabians can get 2 wins and go above 500 at the end of this week.
Yeah, that would be very ideal for the boys' basketball team, but you just got to look out and make sure you practice how you play.
Yeah, but with that being said, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Ryan Davis was able to sit down with some of the basketball managers here at Pendleton Heights, Teddy and Chase. So that'll be up next after this break on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN. 91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to tonight's ASN Coach Show. I'm Ryan Davis, and joining me here is Teddy Chadwell and Chase Eichenberry, who are the managers of the boys' varsity basketball team. So what do you guys do during practices every day for the team?
We don't really do that much. I mean, we fill up waters every day, make sure they have all that. But sometimes we'll get in passing drills, be the passer for the team. But more of the other time, we kind of just do homework and chill on the side. So
what is your guys' role during games?
Pretty much, I usually take care of waters. He usually takes care of the towels. Pretty much to make sure that they're all, you know, wiped off. They got their water. They're hydrated. If someone gets cut, we, point that out. Chris will take care of that. But most of the time, we'll, you know, help out with stuff like that.
So can you break down what a game day looks like for you guys?
Depending on if it's home or away, we usually get there 20 minutes before the varsity does. But we just check with Chris, make sure jugs are full, water bottles are full, you know, got the game balls ready. Kind of help out Coach Buck any way we can.
So what is your guys' favorite part about being the managers of the team?
My favorite part is being able to go to every game for free. I like being able to go to like those away games, you know, like at Batesville or Shelbyville, without having to drive all the way there. Bus ride isn't great, but you know, it's whatever. It's a good experience.
For me, it's a little different this year, you know, being on the team freshman year and junior year too as a player, and then coming as a manager, it's just been a different experience, kind of see it from the other side. But I've loved it, you know. My favorite part is just being with the team still, that culture, you know, just being with the players.
So do you guys have a favorite game from this year so far?
Definitely Greenfield Central.
Greenfield Central.
So what do you guys, during the locker room, before and after games, what do you guys do during that time?
You know, kind of just get ready with players, you know, cut up, get locked in. We don't really do much. We just kind of make sure they're good. If they need anything before the games, we help them out. But
if it's an away game, we'll set out their jerseys and warm-ups and everything like that.
So who's your guys' favorite person to watch on the team?
I have to say Josiah Augustin. He's just super electric player. Obviously, he's probably our star. So he's going to be an interesting player to watch.
So how do you guys become the managers of the team?
For me, Coach Buck actually came in. Me and Josiah are best friends, so he kind of talked to Josiah, and he picked me out and wanted me to kind of help out with him. And then I didn't really want to go alone, so I brought up the idea to Teddy, and he said, "Yeah, let's do it." So
sectionals is coming up. Have you seen a different change of mentality for the team during this time?
I think after that Greenfield loss, everyone's been kind of down, but I'm sure once we get a little bit closer, sectionals is still half a month away, almost a month, so I'm sure we'll see a change here pretty soon.
So that will do it for this segment of the ASN Coach Show. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar. Located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School, Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Braden Folk, I'm Dawson Perrell. We're joined here now by the head coach for the Lady Arabians, Coach Rogers. Jumping right in here, Coach. Last Friday, your season came to a bitter ending against New Pal in the second round of the sectionals. And despite having no Casey Warfel for the last couple of minutes, you guys still hung in there. It was a close competition. But if you could just break us down those last couple of minutes and who you really saw step up in a big way down the stretch.
Well, you know, it was also a big blow to lose Olivia Jones at halftime, too. You know, she was dehydrated, exhausted. She had the paramedics, EMS, had to kind of work on get her, you know, back to her feet. You know, it was a tough one. I never would have guessed that the lineup we had in there at the end was, you know, a lineup that we would have in there. But they battled. They found a way, and you know, had a couple opportunities to actually put it away. Just couldn't get it done. So, you know, I was proud of everybody. Yeah, losing Casey, you know, for that stretch, and then Sky going out not too long after her, that definitely hurt for sure.
Yeah, and we saw some big plays made there from Mamie Trout, had that and one, Aubrey Warfel with a big layup. So among those players, you know, those younger players and on a big stage like that, you got to be impressed. So really what'd you see from them and some other names as well?
Yeah, you know, I felt really bad for Emma Roberts. You know, she had a lot of good looks that just absolutely, you know, I think they probably hit the rim about 17 times, just would not go down. But I was proud of her. I mean, Ada Hupfer, you know, she had her usual, you know, type of game. But you could tell that, you know, the moment was, you know, kind of wearing on her, being a, you know, win or go home game. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, you know, Mamie did a fantastic job. You know, I think scored our last five, made that three, and then, you know, hit the and one. And I told her, you know, she was upset in the locker room. You know, mad at herself because she missed that free throw, and I said that didn't lose us the game. I told her, I said, you know, I couldn't even believe that you hit the layup to begin with. You know, basically taking contact and falling straight on your face, and you know, having the poise and composure to be able to make that was spectacular. And then, you know, Aubrey got thrown in when Casey fouled out, and you know, Aubrey can be successful in games like that right now. You know, running around, trapping, you know, kind of crazy. You know, she's going to continue to develop and, you know, kind of settle down a little bit. But we look to see, you know, big things from her. And then, you know, Bree and Bree Perry and Mac Morrison, they battled their rear ends off. New Pal's an extremely physical, you know, tough team. And they found some ways to contribute and get rebounds and, you know, try to be stalwarts down there on the block with Ada.
Of course, Coach, it was an emotional battle from start to finish against New Pal. But how would you say your team handled the emotion down the stretch?
I mean, obviously, having that happen at halftime with Olivia Jones, and you know, that was tough. So, I mean, for us to be able to, you know, kind of not only deal with the adversity of, you know, maybe not having some calls go your way, but, you know, losing one of your top three and kind of the whole team experiencing and seeing that in the hallway, that was tough to be able to reel it back in. So, you know, we were proud of them. They competed. I think it just goes to show that, you know, for us, we got to work on, you know, kind of mental toughness. We got to get better. We got to have thicker skin, and you know, be able to compete and not let the moment get too big for us.
Now the season had quite a few ups and downs, obviously. But for you and the girls as a whole, what would you say was the best or most memorable game or moment of the year?
You know, I think probably, you know, beating New Pal, or I'm sorry, not New Pal, LaPel at home. Kind of in that revenge game was pretty big. And I think overall kind of the biggest takeaway for this whole season was, you know, yes, we had the same record as last year, but you go back and you look at some of those losses where we just absolutely got hammered last year. Noblesville, HSC, Fishers, Westfield, Jay County even beat us pretty bad. You know, a lot of those games improved this year. So, you know, it's progress. We still got, you know, one more year with a good core group of girls, and we just got to do our part. We got to do our part to get better and get tougher.
Yeah, and you mentioned growth and progress, whether it's from last year to this year, but you take more specifically at this season. Really, what would you say, where specifically did you see this team grow when it comes to that first game against Marion all the way to the last against Newport?
I mean, I think defensively, I mean, I think we had ups and downs. You know, I think early on in the year we were doing a good job of being in spots and not fouling. Then, you know, kind of as the year went on, that kind of started to rear its head again. You know, if you want to win championships, you got to be able to get down the stance and guard somebody. So we got to continue working on that, and you know, that'll be a big focus moving forward. And you know, just got to continue to develop shooters. You know, we have them; they do it every day in practice. We just got to get that to translate to the floor.
Yeah, now back to this New Pal game. You mentioned in our post-game interview you saw plenty of heart out there from your girls in that one. If you could just touch a bit more on that and how you saw your girls really perform on that mental side of the Friday night's game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was physical. It's not fun being face guarded. Mm-hmm. You know, everywhere you move, everywhere you cut, you're walking or running into a body. You know, also for Ada, it's not fun to be triple teamed. So every time you touch on the block, you know, you've got three people surrounding you. That makes it tough. But, you know, once again, like I said, the group that we finished that game with, you know, all the adversity that we have had, you know, I think you could ask all of us coaches and nobody would have said, like, yeah, that's the lineup that you're going to finish the season with. So for that group to be able to you know, kind of step in and, you know, once again, show no fear and put ourselves in a position to win it. That's all you can ask for. So I do know, you know, I never really count us out. We have a group of fighters, you know, they're never going to give up. Like I said, we just got to do a better job of not putting ourselves in that position. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, having some more mental toughness early on in those games, maybe not turning it over as much so we don't get put in that position.
Looking forward now to the offseason, Coach. What do you have planned to wrap this year as a team? And is there anything over you have scheduled over the spring to the fall that comes to practice and training?
Yeah, so, you know, we're definitely going to work to, you know, be better in-game shooters. You know, Well, like I said, I feel like we shoot it well in practice. But, you know, I think that just means we need to have more meaningful reps for them to become better shooters. And, you know, just kind of improving everybody. You know, maybe expanding Casey's game, you know, giving her some more things to kind of put in her toolbox to be able to score, helping Ada grow on the block, and just continuing to get comfort. And just, you know, this summer, just getting familiarity with everybody. You know, we'll lose a couple seniors, and you know, trying to see what lineups are going to be most efficient and whatnot. We'll be at a couple team camps this summer. Give the girls an opportunity, kind of get outside the Pendleton Heights gym and get out to a couple colleges and you know, have some fun. But we're definitely excited. You know, we're not satisfied, we're not happy with the result, but I think everybody's ready to already get back to work. So, you know, we're excited for that. The fans were incredible. I put a post out on Pendleton Chatter, you know, on Sunday, just kind of letting people know how I felt and how thankful we were for all their support. And I mean, my gosh, I didn't even actually know I posted it. I just kind of had it sitting there, and next thing I know, I had like 400 some likes. So, you know, I know we're doing the right things. We just gotta continue to get a little bit better each year.
Yeah, now one last question here. Although the end of the season, as you're mentioning, not really what you wanted, you can't help but look towards the future and be a little excited, despite, you know, Skylar, Chloe, and Gabby all graduating. This team has a ton of potential moving forward, but what are you personally excited about heading into this offseason as well as next year?
I think the biggest thing for us is that I'm excited for is I'm excited to see how these girls are going to respond. You know, they've had a lot of heartbreak in these first 2 years and big games. But, you know, when are we, you know, you come up short in those games, really the only thing you can do is to just kind of put your head down and work harder. So I'm excited to see how they respond to that. You know, I'm excited to see how they, you know, continue to kind of, you know, grow bonds with each other and, you know, kind of, you know, be a team and whatnot. But, you know, I don't like a lot of metaphors, but I want them to kind of embrace, you know, what it takes to get there. You know, Coach Shelton, I think she's won 8 of the last 11 sectionals. People don't realize how hard that is. That is extremely tough. And to win the last 4, even with a team, you know, that was, you know, probably one of the teams that, you know, for Mount Vernon that wasn't as good, that's where we have to get. And, you know, we kind of have to enjoy the process of getting there. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to work towards that. And, you know, hopefully we'll have everybody back and keep striving towards that goal.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it. Once again, Coach, thanks for coming up, and thanks for a great season.
Yep, thank you.
All right, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by the head coach for the boys' side of things here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Buck. So that'll be up next after the break on the Arabian Sports Network. Coach's show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. We are joined here now by the head coach for the boys basketball team here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Buck. Jumping right in here, Coach, last Thursday we saw you guys square off against the Yorktown Tigers, a pretty decent team, of course, a conference matchup. You guys came away with the win by 7 points. But looking back on this win, of course, it was coming out of back-to-back losses against Greenfield Central, then Hamilton Southeastern. So the win against Yorktown, what do you think it really means for this team, and what did you see out there from your boys?
I thought it was a big win for this team. Yorktown has played extremely well at times this year. They went into Anderson and beat Anderson at Anderson. They beat Delta in the Delaware County tournament at Delta. Actually had Delta down almost 30 points at halftime, so they played extremely well. A team that we knew that we would have to play well, especially on the road. Yorktown's never an easy place to play. So very proud of the team effort that we had to go on the road. And you mentioned coming off of 2 losses, one of them a real heartbreaker to Greenfield. So to bounce back and get a win on the road at Yorktown was big for this team. Also, I've talked throughout the year and the team and I have talked throughout the season that the month of February is very important. You want to be playing your best basketball when sectional time rolls around. And if you can get on a positive roll during the month of February, that's critical if you want to have success in the month of March. So that was the first day of February. Hopefully That gets us off the jump start that we want for this month.
Yeah, and we saw Josiah Gustin with a huge game against Yorktown, 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Very good on both ends of the floor. When he plays, how does he really impact the team, and more specifically that Yorktown game?
Well, it's a huge impact, obviously. Josiah is very athletic, can score. You hear me talk about other teams that have players that can score in multiple ways. Josiah's long, quick, athletic. He can score in the post. He can score on the perimeter. He can score playing downhill, which is probably his best game. And, you know, he's done that at times throughout the season with different teams on our schedule. I thought that as of late, Josiah's become much more aggressive, something that we've been trying to get him to do. When I say aggressive, more aggressive offensively. Josiah is one of the most unselfish players that I've ever coached that has the ability that he has. Josiah doesn't want to be a ball hog. If Josiah misses a shot or two, he gets down on himself, and then he just quits looking at the basket. He gets pleasure in passing the ball to his teammates, which is good, but there are opportunities that he has to score that he doesn't take advantage of. And as of late, I think that he's started to understand that and turn that corner and has become more aggressive without the basketball and then aggressive when he receives it trying to score. We knew that we had the size advantage against Yorktown. We've been trying to take advantage of that throughout the year and work what we call our high-low. Whether we have Seth or Joe at the high post and the other one in the low, that's an offense that we really go to, and they were not able to handle that at Yorktown. Josiah had 26, as you mentioned. Seth had 18. And another big stat that usually comes along if you have an inside game is you get to the free throw line. And one of the big stats of the game, we got to the line 23 times, and Yorktown only got to the line 6. That's huge, no matter if you're playing on the road or at home. But when you're on the road and you get to the line that many times, that means that you were effective normally around the basket. And that, once again, that was our high-low offense that they couldn't handle. When we did that, we were very effective. And if not, they fouled us. They got in foul trouble and we got to the line. Thought it was a great team effort. I mentioned those two scoring 26 and 18. Aaron Cookston chipped in with 7. I thought that Dontrez and Cooper, Isaac Wilson, Evan Mazingo, all of them had big baskets down the stretch when we needed it. It seemed like each one of those guys stepped up, knocked one down. When the game got tight in the end. Joe Estes came off the bench, didn't score, but I thought that he gave us quality minutes. I've been talking about him. He's playing very well on the JV. We're trying to get him as many minutes as we can, no matter where it is. He's looking much better in practice, and he gave us a great effort also on the road at Yorktown. So everyone that played, I thought, contributed and led to that big team win for us.
Now heading on a game in the future against Muncie Central, what are some things you'll want to work on that you saw maybe didn't exactly work great in the Yorktown game that you want to use in the Muncie Central game?
Well, I thought we played extremely well in the Yorktown game. So as far as working on things that didn't work well, you know, we've been pretty solid on the direction we're heading all year long, taking advantage of our strengths, trying to play to our strengths, and trying to improve on our weaknesses. That's what we do each day in practice. Today we put in some new things. I talked about offenses that have been effective for us. And we just, each week and each opponent, we try to put maybe some new twist to those things to give them a little bit different look, because we know that teams are out there scouting us. But overall, it's a matter of, at this time of the game, it's a matter of execution and playing one possession at a time, giving maximum effort on both defense and offense, and then you have to rebound. And then you talk about Muncie Central, we'll have to take care of the basketball. I've said before, we've talked about this, we struggle when teams come after us with aggressive, physical, man-to-man defense. When our opponents have done that, that's when we have increased our turnovers, and that's something that we're going to run into at Muncie. They're very quick. They're very athletic. They'd like to get the game up and down, and we don't want to play into their hands. So we'll have to handle the ball on offense, and we'll have to execute extremely well and not turn the ball over if we're going to win at the Fieldhouse.
You also see Mississinawa on Saturday. What things will you have to do in order to come away with another win?
We've already started watching film on Mississinawa. Coach Baker and I were at Mississinawa on Saturday and watched them play against Delta. So we've already started a scouting report on them, and we'll start preparing for them after we play at Muncie Fieldhouse tomorrow night. But Muncie brings about a completely different challenge than Mississinawa does. So we'll have to put together a different game plan after we're finished in Muncie. But we'll have time to do that before Saturday's game.
Yeah, now one last question here. You guys only have 4 games left remaining on your regular season schedule. As you just mentioned there, of course, the goal is to really peak around that late February, early March sectional time. But what would you say specifically you need to work on in these last 4 or last 2 weeks of play heading into the sectional to get to your peak?
Execution. And we have proven that the things that we have tried to implement, the things that we have implemented on the offensive end, and there are many, depending on our opponent. Our players feel confident with all of those things. We focused in on things that play to our strength. We have focused in on things that our players, I mentioned, are comfortable with. And it comes down to the point you have to execute each possession, meaning when you have an opportunity to score at the corner of the board, it takes a post player to shape properly. It takes a ball handler to get the ball to the position of passing. It takes a player, whether you're coming from the high post or the wing, to be able to make a good pass to the open man. That's what I'm talking about as far as execution. Then you have to be able to make reads. As defenses adjust, if they are giving you something, you take advantage. Once they adjust and they take away, whether that's the low post, the high post, the wing shot, the drive, then you must be able to execute, meaning take advantage of what the defense now is giving you that prior they were not. So you must read. You must be able to make the play. Big-time players, you've heard me say this, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. And when you get into tournament play, every possession matters. And teams seem to be playing with more of a sense of urgency. And the team that executes, as I'm talking about, and comes closest to doing that each possession normally comes away with a win. And then another key part of being a champion, whether it's at the high school, college, or professional level, the team that plays the best defense normally comes out being a national championship or a champion. And that's something that we have built confidence on. We feel like our defense has kept us in games throughout the season. We think that we've really improved on that end of the court. Our rebounding has improved. So once again, that's something that it will take to win a sectional championship is great defense. And whomever wins that tournament will be good on the defensive end, and we think we can be competitive in that area.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our time here with Coach Buck. Thanks for coming up, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Braden and I will break down some of the other sports happening around Pendleton Heights High School. That'll be up next after the break on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House in Falk Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501, Rollins House in Falk Creek Retirement Village.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
917 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 917 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. If you're just tuning in alongside Braden Folk, I'm Dawson Perrell. For our final segment here this evening, Braden and I are going to take a look at some of the other sports happening around Pendleton Heights High School. Of course, you got a lot of winter sports finishing up, both for the swimming. The girls' swimming actually already finished up. They had their sectional about a week ago on the 3rd of February. Unfortunately, didn't have anyone advancing, but still a great year for the girls. Very successful. A great year. And then for the guys, they're a bit more delayed. Their sectional was actually, will be coming up here on the 15th as their sectional prelims and the sectional finals, for those who get past the prelims, will be 2 days later on the 17th. Then their state finals prelims. They're a bit different from other sports. They go sectional straight to state final. So if you get past the sectional final, you'll find yourself in the state final prelim. That's on February 23rd, Friday. That's at IUPUI. And then if you get past the prelims, there's another round of prelims the next day on the 24th, again at IUPUI. Of course, Jacob Simpson, a big name for the Arabians. He made it to state finals prelims last year. Wasn't able to get into the state finals, but still, he's got a lot of eyes on him, and I'm sure he's shooting for the stars, and that is going to state. Best of luck for not only Jacob Simpson, but as well as the other boys. And then if you hear it in the background, there's a little cheerleading happening right now in the main gym. What were they saying? National?
They're preparing for the National Showcase Disney.
Yeah, so we got what? Fishers, Noblesville, Hamilton Southeastern, and, of course, Pendleton Heights. I guess they're all putting on a show together down at Disney, which, do you know the time, date?
I don't know the date, but if you come to our school, you can see their signs sitting out in the very That's front true. Of the parking lot. Yeah. They got all the cheerleaders' names.
Yeah, for sure. And then for wrestling, taking a look more on that, regionals was this past weekend. There you got two big names for Pendleton Heights, of course, both of them seniors. First off, Jalen Covington, he got out of his regional. He won there. Jackson Todd didn't get out, unfortunately. He lost in the finals, I'm correct, the regional finals. Was it the last round?
Did
so he
lose.
Got second. He got second, and so that's unfortunate for him, but I think his opponent was ranked a bit higher. He was a very, very tough guy, and Jackson still will go to state. at least at this point, semi-state, and at least he's hoping to, right, crossing your fingers. So great job for Jalen, as well as Jackson. You know, he's still got to be proud of second place. And, of course, I'm sure Jackson's still pretty hungry, but a great job for both of them, as well as the wrestling team as a whole.
Yeah, I want to really congratulate Jackson Todd. He was a former WEAM student and broadcaster for us. Did a couple coaches shows. Didn't get to do a whole lot of games. Did a couple football games for us. I would like to congratulate him with my deepest awesomeness thanks. I don't really know what to say, but I can say I will be attending him in the semi-state matchup at Newcastle High School.
Newcastle,
you guys really
right.
should come and support. The wrestling team is something special this year. We got two seniors going to semi-state and possibly two seniors going to state.
Yeah, and state finals is at
Evansville. I believe so.
Yeah, Evansville. It's usually at Indianapolis at Gainbridge. But, of course, All-Star Weekend is happening over there during the time. So they're moving it down to Evansville. So say Jackson or Jalen or anyone else on the wrestling team gets past the semi-state, they'll be going all the way down to Evansville for the state finals. And then for the basketball, of course, we've been talking about them this entire evening. But the boys, they got two matchups this upcoming week. The first will be tomorrow evening at Muncie Central. They're heading over to the Muncie Fieldhouse, one of the biggest arenas in the country, as they'll be facing off against the Muncie Central Bearcats. That one's 7:30, pregame show starting at 7:15. And then their next game after that will be this upcoming Saturday. They're going to be back at home playing on Joe Buck Court against the Mississinawa Indians. That one as Muncie Central tips off at 7:30, pregame show starting 7:15. And in case you didn't catch it, the girls ended their season last Friday, so we'll not be broadcasting any more of them. But it was a great year for the girls, we've been mentioning. We appreciate Coach Rogers as well as the players and the other coaches who came down for interviews for the entirety of the season and really helped us out. We hope we were able to help you guys out as well. But with that being said, that'll do it for our show here this evening. Alongside Braden Folk, I'm Dawson Peril. Special thanks to Brooklyn back in the studio, making sure our broadcast runs smoothly here this evening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we would not be able to come out here and call these games and do these shows. And finally, last but not least, thanks to all who tuned in. Have a nice